The United Nations has now registered more than 1 million refugees who have fled the war in Syria and gone to Lebanon. There are many more who have gone to other countries, but this massive flow of people creates a perilous situation for Syria's tiny next-door neighbor. Lebanon's own security is always fragile, and its resources, like water, are in short supply. NPR's Alice Fordham finds that some Lebanese are fearful, even resentful, of what this human flood tide means for their country.
Lebanon's central Bekaa Valley in early spring is a lush green expanse of farmland, overlooked by mountains still sprinkled with snow. But passing through these days, it's punctuated every few hundred yards by shabby, disorganized, tented camps. There are probably 500,000 refugees now living in the valley, in clusters of ramshackle tents where potato sacks shield latrines and chickens peck around piles of firewood. In one tent, decorated with tinsel and streamers, the charity Save the Children runs a kindergarten. A 10-year-old girl, whose name they ask us not to use, says she misses Syria. Before the war, I wasn't afraid, she says. But after the war, I was a bit frightened because there was a sniper in the building just next to us. Most refugees you talk to really didn't want to end up here. Lebanon is a place of last resort because resources here are already so strained. Refugees consume scarce food, water, electricity, and many of Lebanon's 4 million residents have had enough. In the local town of Bahr Elias, I catch the vice president of the municipality as he's leaving work, who tells me a little bit about the impact that this influx of refugees has had on the community.
You know, they had an effect on everything, from the water, the sewer system, to the road, to the parks, to the cleaning, to the everything. Everything you could name it, they have impact on our community.
The official, Mohammed Sarood, calls his area the capital of refugees. His town of 45,000 has been joined by 70,000 more fleeing from Syria.
We're dealing with the situation as a disaster. It's not like somebody came to you for visit for a week or two. They have been for 2-3 years now, so, you know, it's a big problem.
The sensitive issue of refugees goes back decades. Palestinians poured in after the creation of Israel. Not only are they still here, but many Lebanese blame Palestinians for sparking the bloody civil war which began in the 1970s. The war ended 25 years ago, but Lebanon's peace is brittle and its sectarian tension is deep. And then there's the economic impact. Syrians aren't allowed to hold white-collar jobs, but many work as labourers, fruit pickers, waiters. It's driven wages down and unemployment up. Those refugees with the means to live in apartments have inflated rents. In a vegetable store in Beirut, one man says 10 or 15 Syrian beggars follow him down the street. The store owner chimes in.
They should leave. There really are big Arab countries where there's work and oil. We don't have everything. Instead of sending money here, they should take them there.
But for the moment, few of the refugees are leaving. So what does the future hold for Lebanon? Rami Khoury is a public policy expert at the American University.
Well, I think if the flow of refugees continues like it is, the Lebanese government is going to have to respond in a more formal way, probably with international support to create some camps along the border, or maybe even have an agreement with the Syrians to have these camps inside Syria.
But most Syrians are terrified to go back. For now, the refugees and all the problems they present for Lebanon are here to stay. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.